This is the Oil Sand Tech Podcast
with Aaron Shearhart.
The oil sand industry is the largest unconventional oil business in Canada. And on this podcast, we'll be interviewing people who are building products and building services that can improve the oil sands. We tell the story of how to build products and bring them to market. The Oil Sand Tech Podcast. And now, Aaron Shearhart.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me on episode zero. Episode zero is partly a trial to make sure everything is working properly. And secondly, I'm also going to talk about the philosophy for this podcast, why I'm doing it, what the future is of it, and what I hope to eventually accomplish. So the Oil Sand Tech Podcast is meant to be a place where ideas can come and kind of be shared. I'm hoping to highlight many different companies and individuals working on innovative solutions to oil sands problems. I believe that there are a lot of people out there that are have ideas, and in order to put ideas into action, it's very difficult. I know that from my own personal experience, trying to build products is a very big challenge. Trying to get funding for that, trying to build a team, and I'm hoping during this podcast to break down the steps of actually building products that can help improve the oil sands into actionable steps that each one of us can take. And if you start that journey of working towards building something day by day, if you take one step, eventually you just won't even realize where you are at. So for this episode, I'm going to talk about my experience in China and my experience working organizing within the startup community, some of the methodologies that I guess Silicon Valley startups use that are applicable to us in the oil sands. And then I'm also going to talk about the community and my hope that the Oil Sand Tech Podcast, along with the Oil Sand Tech Meetup, will become a kind of a place where ideas can come and thrive, and companies can be built out of that. So first of all, I'm going to talk about my experience here in China and my experience within the startup community. So I moved to China in September of 2012. That was 2 years ago now. And while I've been here in China, I spent a year studying Chinese, as well as kind of getting things ready to launch a business. And then I spent the last year actually working on launching that business and building it. So I haven't actually been successful with my business, with the business that I've built over here or tried to build. But as we all learn as time goes on, failure is just the other side of the coin that is success. And as long as you're learning and moving forward and building your skill set, it can really lead to a positive thing. So I came over here to China. And I studied Chinese for a year, and then in the fall or in the spring of 2013, we had a local meetup, kind of just an ad hoc meeting to talk about Bitcoins and the future of that cryptocurrency. And so it was really enlightening discussion. We just had six people kind of sitting around having a chat. And we talked about geopolitics. We talked about, the financial system and being a finance geek. I found it really interesting and really nice afternoon. So I thought, great, this is such a nice afternoon. Let's see about organizing one for entrepreneurship. So I put out notices and I thought, yeah, let's sit down and talk about disruptive innovation. And disruptive innovation is the opposite of incremental innovation. Incremental innovation is moving from, making a car faster. disruptive innovation is moving from horses to cars. And so the disruptive innovation that's happening within the tech industry, within many different other industries as well, is what really kind of excites me. So we set up to have this kind of a chat. I thought it would just be 5 or 6 people, but then 20 people showed up. And so suddenly the same format where we were all sitting around just having a chat wouldn't really work, because in larger groups, the dynamics change. So that was the start of the Chengdu Entrepreneurship Meetup. So over the next year and a half, I hosted a kind of a monthly meetup in order to connect with other entrepreneurs and build, learn about the tech community. And it really ended up becoming kind of a meeting place for technology entrepreneurs here in Chengdu. So we had many different guest speakers, ranging from people that are running nonprofits to people that have successful businesses with millions of users coming and talking about building products. So essentially, the Chengdu Entrepreneurship Meetup ended up becoming a place where you could come and find resource. So through the Chengdu Entrepreneurship Meetup, we had a number of other events and courses that kind of sprung off of it. So we hosted a human-centered design course teaching the methodologies of designing a product with the end user in mind. And we also hosted the first startup weekend, or I guess I should say we helped to organize people around the first startup weekend in Western China. And so I'll talk about those a little bit later. I think that this is a good transition point to talk about some of the methodologies of building companies and building products within the startup community that's really applicable to designing products in the oil sands as well. So the first one I'm going to talk about is called The Lean Startup. And The Lean Startup is a book by Eric Ries. Is a Silicon Valley entrepreneur, and it kind of goes against the conventional idea of I'm going to build a product. So how am I going to build that product? A lot of people have the idea that how successful products are built is you raise some money and then you go into your garage and you work for 6 months, a year on your product, and then you have a big fancy product launch with champagne and maybe celebrities. And then in our minds, we think that, okay, great, we're going to get lots of users and then we're just going to go walk across the street and buy the Ferrari. Well, unfortunately, it doesn't really happen like that. Building products in a vacuum, while it can work, quite often the ideas that you have aren't quite as good as you think. Or the assumptions that you make in building your business or product aren't completely correct. So this all comes back to the lean startup idea of build, measure, learn. The idea is, instead of building the product in your garage over X period of time and then launching it into the world, is building the MVP, that's minimum viable product. So building a prototype of your product that will be able to test the assumptions that you're making in thinking that the product is going to be successful. So that means, instead of, if you want to build an app and the app is going to help people find Wi-Fi in your neighborhood, or while they're traveling. So, I mean, you can go to a developer, you can build out the app, and then you can follow the traditional development cycle, or you can build as basic of an app as possible to actually do that function, and then you can release it. You can go and you can talk to customers. You have to get out of the building and test to see whether or not people will actually pay for your product. Is this a need that somebody actually is willing to, is valuable for them to actually, solve. So, and essentially a lot of the powerful, really valuable parts of, building a startup Silicon Valley style is finding a real world problem, and using technology to solve that problem. So, the lean startup advocates, doing that, as fast as possible, having that conversation with your customer, or with your target market, and figuring out whether your product, is actually solving a problem that is valuable enough for people to pay for it, or, is valuable enough so that you can monetize it in another way. And, so this is really, powerful, I guess, if you've ever built a product and then by the time that you actually finish it, you can't really find a user for it. It's interesting. I have a friend that, works for, has a family business, and the business is, having to do with, building cell phone receivers. And so, my friend was telling me the story about how, I guess they spent a great deal of money building a product for, sailboats. And they thought, oh, you know, like sailboats is a very, you know, a higher end kind of niche. So it's one where there, people are maybe willing to pay, money to have a cell phone booster so that you can actually use your cell phones on the shore. And, so they came up with this idea. They spent a decent amount of money actually building the product. And then by the time that they actually had the product, brought it to market, and they sold one. So a huge amount of money that was actually spent developing a product that they thought everybody would want and it would be very marketable. But at the end of the day, there was no customers for it. And so the lean startup, in terms of the core of it, is the faster that you can build a prototype or build your product, figure out how effective it is, and then learn from that feedback, is where you need to focus your time on that build, measure, learn, kind of circle. So I believe that this, when you're actually building products, this is a very powerful methodology. And so I hope to do a further podcast, with an experienced entrepreneur, a deep dive digging into this concept. So now I'd like to talk about Startup Weekend and some of the collaborative nature of the startup community. So Startup Weekend is an event that I've been involved in for about a year now. I've attended 3 Startup Weekends, as well as being an organizer in one of them. And it really is a place where you can turn your ideas into action. And that's part of the theme of this podcast, is action, finding a way of taking your ideas and turning them into products and services, and figuring out whether or not they're actually valuable. And so Startup Weekend is, it's a weekend event. It starts on the Friday evening. You go and have dinner, and then kind of like after you have something to eat, you try to, you network with people, and then everyone has the opportunity, for 1 minute to pitch your idea. And a lot of people think, oh no, you know, I can't do it in 1 minute. I need to have 5 minutes in order to be able to pitch your idea. But the reality is that if you can't kind of express your idea in 1 minute, or the core of the product or service that you would like to build, you don't have a good enough understanding of what that concept is, or it's too complicated. You need to get down to the core values of what you're trying to build and express that in a very short period of time. And so on the Friday, after people have pitched your ideas, teams are formed based around those ideas, and there's many different people with skill sets there to actually build the products and move on and ideally continue to pursue this after the Startup Weekend. There's many, so I guess this is a good introduction into the technology community. It's a great way to learn new skill set. It's also a great way to make new friends. And so the idea of a startup weekend is fundamentally about getting together and actually building a product over a weekend. So if you're looking to get into technology entrepreneurship, if you're looking to figure out how you can actually turn your idea into a product, Startup Weekend is a great platform to do that. And so I would recommend, if you're listening to this podcast and you have an idea that you would like to pursue, go online, startupweekend.org. They're happening all over the world. And that's a great starting point as kind of an entranceway into the tech community. So you're thinking to yourself, okay, great. You know, I mean, Startup Weekend is a good event. I can go and do, but I have an idea of a physical product that I want to build. I don't want to just build an app where you're going to connect something with something. I want to build something physical with my hands. So there are other resources within the technology community in order to do that. And the one that I would recommend kind of pursuing, that we do have one in Calgary, is seeking out maker spaces and maker communities. So if you take a look, go online and take a look at Maker Calgary Makerspace, there's a facility in Calgary where you can go and you can become a member. And when you become a member, then you get access to different classes and you get access to literally hundreds of thousands of dollars of manufacturing equipment, whether that is laser cutters, whether that's a 3D printer, lathes, computer, you know, nice CAD software for actually building out 3D models of what you would like to build. Essentially, the maker communities are all about conceptualizing an idea and then finding a way of going and actually building it. So if you do have an idea, this is another great resource that I'm hoping later on in the podcast, I'll be able to actually have an interview with one of the leaders in the maker community, because it really is another way of actually conceptualizing, taking an idea and figuring out how to build it into an actual product. And we've got one right in Calgary. There's one, there are very large maker communities out of San Francisco, Houston, many different other tech hubs down in the US. And so if that's something that you're into or you'd like to find out about, please go and check it out. The oil sand industry is an industry ripe for innovation. I believe that there are many opportunities for people to develop products and services solving real oil sands problems using these startup tools that are available to us. And so what I'm really trying to do is I'm looking for people to join a community of, of problem solvers that are able to build products and services to solve these needs. And many of the guests that I'll be interviewing are actively doing that. And it's very, very enlightening in order to hear the stories of how they actually built their products and services and what they're doing to improve the oil sands. I believe the oil sands is a huge resource in Canada that we can not only exploit, but we need to become the best in the world and the best we can possibly be at extracting it responsibly. And many of the stories that we're going to hear on this podcast are of people doing that. And on that note, I'd really like to thank you for listening all the way through to the first Oil Sand Tech podcast episode. If you would like to get in touch with me, I want to hear your feedback, both bad and good, aaron@oilsandtech.com. Or for the show notes for this or any of our other episodes, please head to oilsandtech.com. So thank you so much, and have a great day.